And I just remember thinking, oh my God, I fucked up. I shouldn't do this. Like, I had all, you want to, where did he go? Old Shitty was large and in charge in this head. But there was also new Corinne. And she, I did not know how I was going to be her. I did not know what it would look like. I just decided to just really believe so that every time Old Shitty came in, I was like, I'm willing to feel bad now because I know there's bigger things on the horizon. There's more women to help. My mission is changing. And I stayed in the balance of switching between those voices all the time. I felt like I burned my skin off for 2 years to be able to now, you know, when somebody doesn't like me, when people have shitty opinions, when social media goes berserk over something that I say, and I don't mean in the good way, I immediately go to, I get it. I don't even always like what I say. And I let it go. I have all of that helped me overcome opinions. And the reason why I share that with you is because I watched myself believe. I watched myself make myself think new things when I did not know how it was going to happen, what was going to turn out. I would have never believed that I'd have 10,000 women in my membership on the day that I was crying about 138 of them, and I was fixing to lose almost half. Not one of you can tell me that I would have ever believed that story. But I didn't need to know what was going to happen. I needed to know who I was going to be. That's what I want for all of you. That's one of the big emphases of camp. And you're going to hear me talk about it the next 2 months on the lead up. If you know who you want to be and you hang on to the idea of her, and all day long you keep gut checking yourself, you listen for Old Shitty to come up. If you really know who you want to be, Old Shitty should be louder and more frequent. You know what the biggest problem we all have? Is when we don't even know that this is happening. That's when we've lost touch. That's when we're a victim of circumstances. That's when we go through life blaming. That's when we don't believe. You need Old Shitty. You need it so loud and so frequent. I know that when you guys are telling me, like, it just keeps coming back, that I know that you must be trying to think new things. That is the first indicator to me that you're doing work, that you're on the right path. Your problem is that when this comes up, when Old Shitty makes its head rear, you think something's gone wrong. And y'all, it's not. It means you're going after your dreams. You're trying to figure out what to do. You're failing over and over again on your way to success. You're doing everything you need. You're making this louder and more clear and distinct. And when that gets louder, more clear and distinct, you get more opportunities to practice knowing who you want to be. And helping Old Shitty relax and not have to come back as often. That's how we want it. We want to turn down Old Shitty because we've practiced the new believing so much and that your brain starts accessing it. We don't want Old Shitty to go away because we started eating and turned him off. We're just like, you know what? I'm going back to how I was thinking. I'm going back to my just getting by life. If I just don't journal, I don't have to think about it. That's always easier. There's no tension. There's no tension between who you want to be and who you are. There's no growth. There's no figuring it out. There's no thinking. It's always going to be easier to not journal. But it's not more fun. It's not going to get you where you want to go. it's literally only going to get you exactly what you have now or worse. And that's it.